WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 7. The temperature is 42. A check of the Brazos Valley weather forecast follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A new policy at Cinemark Theater starts today that bans almost all big bags.
Any purses will have to be smaller than 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches. Cinemark says it's to enhance the safety and security of their guests and employees. The only exceptions will be medical bags or diaper bags. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Cinemark's website also states they reserve the right to inspect all bags and packages, and they'll not have a place to check bags or other personal belongings that are not allowed. Brazos County jail inmates out of the hospital after having surgery for a broken jaw. That's after he was seen on jail video being beaten repeatedly by another inmate. Nathaniel Tillery was charged with aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury. He has been in jail almost 3 years awaiting trial on a murder charge. Tillery also has been indicted on charges of assaulting 4 sheriff's deputies. One of the candidates for Brazos County Commission in Precinct 4 wants to move criminal justice facilities. At last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, Tommy Anderson told moderator Scott DeLucia that can be done at the county level.
With all due respect, this is not something in the county commissioner's race. The county commissioner has no control over where a federal prison is placed.
But I came out of a county where I lived in Dallas, and John Wally Price, he did those things.
After the exchange, incumbent Irma Colley's response to Anderson asking how Precinct 4 wound up with county, state, and federal facilities.
The facilities that we have are very well designed.
Podcast of last night's forums online at WTAW.com. Bryan School Board this week agreed with administrators to delay the expansion of parking lots on 2 campuses. After administrators chose who they wanted to add 108 spaces at the north end of Rutter High School, came the suggestion of placing half of those spaces on the south side of the fine arts area. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck among those saying that'll give enough paved spaces for the Rutter band to practice.
Well, and as we discussed it as an administrative team, it's after hearing the feedback from the board members on the committee and thinking it through, it's worth a few weeks delay in order to be able to do something that also really helps the band and the fine arts program, and it serves multiple purposes. So it's a win for everybody.
The additional time required to rewrite the contract to reflect the change at Rutter. The contract also includes 23 more spaces at Davila Middle School. Another round of warning people about scammers calling and demanding payment of utility bills now directed at business owners.
A lot of times the scammers will target the larger business customers because their bills are larger.
Casey Kirchvinks with Entergy, the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station. She says scammers will call the busiest times of the day when business owners may not give their full attention to the call. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 7. The temperature is 42. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking the weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
This has certainly been a dreary weather pattern we've been stuck under, and we continue to be locked into it. Lots of clouds today, some areas of fog this morning, maybe a shower or two, 55 to 60 this afternoon. We'll have periods of rain to deal with tonight, lows around 55. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, warmer, highs 70 to 75, there may be a shower. There's a chance of showers Saturday, breezy, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie sports, going to be a couple of teams in action tonight. Aggie Women's Hoops is visiting the Razorbacks of Arkansas, and also Aggie softball will be heading out west to the Marionette Classic in Cathedral City, California. Slugger Tori Vidala says it's a really, really good test at the early beginning of the season.
To be able to play that talent so early is going to be only helpful. I mean, they're a great team. So even if you do end up taking an L, like, it's still a game that you can learn from and produce later on in the season.
We'll hear more from Tori coming up. Also talking Olympics, there was a couple of golds for the U.S. last night, especially in hockey. That was kind of the highlight of things. We'll cover all that and more coming up in sports.
You can call us or text us, 979-695-1620. Need the area code if you're going to text us. Don't need it if you're going to call us in your local.
Have a couple of people who have texted us.
Yeah. What they have.
One, a reminder that this is the last weekend that Girl Scout cookies will be sold.
Hey, go get
those. And another commenting on the conversation in the last half hour. Why are they storming the state house? The killer's in the local jail. Blaming guns for murder is like blaming Boeing for 9/11.
Yeah, I understand where you're going. And it's, again, the idea, though, is it needs to be discussed. And I think... And we were talking about this, I think, earlier in the week. Why has this Florida situation taken hold so well when there have been others that have been similarly horrific? You hate to try to rank something like this as to what's the worst, but it's interesting that...
No, that'd be a great doctoral project.
Yeah, it really would. That's probably right. But I think the thing that is concerning is... The ease in which this person was able to get in there, and again, a known quantity. What they're not talking about is the red flags. I cannot believe that the school district, the school administration, is not being held partially responsible for this. This kid had been flagged. He certainly had gone through life-changing experiences that would be difficult for anyone to be able to... navigate without any help. Had to be some folks there at school who knew. Clearly, if they wouldn't let him bring his backpack in the last time he was at school, they knew this was a character that they needed to be concerned with. And then, of course, the FBI dropped the ball. So there are a lot of places to go with this situation.
Right.
Maybe that's what makes it a little bit different.
And then they had the Broward County Sheriff there last night for the CNN town hall.
Yeah.
You know, and they were called to the residents, 39 times? Something like that? 29 times?
This is a known actor.
Right. But, you know, what can you do within the law? Can you keep him from purchasing guns? And, again, that's something that's being touched on, and maybe that should be changed to where if you've got somebody who obviously is dealing with a lot of stuff, and you think is a danger to the to society and a danger to those around him, then he doesn't need to be able to buy a weapon.
Barely able to be mentioned in the same sentence, though, because of the crimes that are taking place on a regular basis. Bill has stories of people who have been in the jail X number of times for sorts of situations. So it is something, and again, not to say that it is nearly the same as what we're talking about in Florida from an end result, but the idea that there are people who are, quote, known in the system. All right. We love to do lists, and sometimes they just get it so wrong. This is a list from MSN. Yeah. Remember MSN? People used to go there.
Yeah,
that
like
came
that.
After AOL.
Yeah.
LSMFT, is it?
LSMFT. Yeah. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And Zach's going, huh?
Huh?
They asked, and again, I know they're like NASA. They're trying to be relevant in some way, shape, or form. They asked somebody, some people, not knowing what the criteria is, to name their most popular fast food item.
Oh.
All right, so think about it for a minute. Your most popular fast food item, because there's some people who do some of these items that you find at all fast food restaurants so much better than others, and others who are really horrible at it, and you have to wonder how in the world they're able to stay open. So think about that for just a minute while I mention staying open, because Toys R Us has reported plans to close another 200 stores and lay off a significant portion of their corporate staff following their disappointing holiday sales season. Business Insider reports the company had originally planned to close around 180 stores. After filing for bankruptcy in September, the closings would put around 4,500 workers on the unemployment line and cut nearly in half the number of U.S. stores it had before the bankruptcy. Then today I click on it to see where we are on this, because that was information that was given last night.
Yeah.
The lead story coming out of USA Today, the headline says, Toys R Us denies the report they may be liquidating.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not getting any better.
Well, you better hope it doesn't actually happen, because then you're caught lying to
yep.
all these people and folks are losing their jobs over it.
So we'll see where that all goes. There could be some real estate out there available at some good prices, because Toys R Us still has some stores around, including here. But no doubt they've been hit hard. All right, so Bill, if I ask you if you've got a favorite food item from a fast food restaurant.
A conventional fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
Hardee's / Carl Jr.'s breakfast biscuits.
Okay, see, and we're not here. Hardee's and Carl's is great because they say, we don't care what the health calorie content is, if it's good for you or not. It just tastes good and people like it.
Now, not the traditional fast food, but what would trump that would be Waffle House.
Okay.
Which is also fast serving.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how that, if that would work. All right, so, all right, what do you got, Zach?
Whataburger. I like the patty melt Whataburger.
Okay, yeah. I like Schlotzky's. And you're right.
Schlotzky's is just so expensive, though.
Well, it is. That's true. It's not something I eat on a regular basis either. But you're right. The patty melt thing is a pretty good idea. And, of course, Whataburger's come up with some of those limited-time burgers. Some of them pretty busy. Got a lot of stuff in them.
Like the chorizo burger.
Yeah. Did that work? Did you try one of those?
I did not try it.
Yeah, it was kind of here and gone.
I knew some people who did. There were mixed reviews.
I always stick with the Monterey Melt.
Okay. Yeah. That's a busy burger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of stuff going on.
And I think the chorizo burger probably would have done well, you know, in a place where folks don't know good chorizo.
Right.
The chorizo was terrible.
Excuse me, people in New Hampshire wouldn't know.
Right. But people down in Texas are like, oh, I've had great chorizo, and this isn't great chorizo.
Okay, so what I did is I kind of went through some of these, and I picked out stuff that is here so that would help a little bit. Number 19 on their list, again, the most popular fast food items.
Okay.
Number 19 on their list was Panda Express's Kung Pao Chicken. Okay, going to do that. Panera has a tortellini Alfredo. Now, you know, that sounds good. It's Alfredo sauce. That's good on almost anything, you know. And, of course, tortellini's got little surprises inside it.
Yeah. You know, I've never been to Panera.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay. It's anyway, 17, Domino's Pizza's pepperoni pizza. I don't know why Domino's.
I do pepperoni and Italian sausage.
Okay. Here's Whataburger in at number 16, but it's their taquito with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number 11. This is when I said this list is stupid and wrong beyond belief.
Okay.
It's stupid and wrong. Number 11 is the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh.
Number 11? Would you like to see how
What's
many
above
cars?
It? What's above it?
You mean
10 other things.
Yeah. What are the 10 other?
I will. Ones? Number 10 is the Taco Bell Burrito Supreme. There's more meat in the chicken sandwich than there is in the beef burrito supreme.
The only thing that I can think of is that Chick-fil-A just isn't as global,
well,
so to
you're
speak,
right.
as Taco Bell.
That may well be. There's
more
no
regional.
Doubt that could be part of it. Number 8 is the McDonald's Happy Meal. Number 7 is Wendy's Frosty. Number 6, Sonic.
Really?
Cherry Limeade.
Oh.
Deliver me, would you?
They are pretty good, though.
They've got good products, but, I mean, that's the best thing that comes out of Sonic?
No.
Number 5, the Arby's Roast Beef Sandwich. No. No, just no.
I like Arby's.
That's fine.
They got the meats.
But don't you pretty much have to add some seasoning?
You get the Arby's sauce.
Right. You know?
No, well, it's like Schlotzky. That's an investment.
It is?
And
okay.
I do a Reuben instead.
Is that right? I haven't eaten
they
at Arby's
a
in a while.
Yeah. Arby's, it depends on what you get, but it's a little pricey.
Now, number 4, and this speaks to the regional thing, is White Castle Sliders.
What? No.
Which, like, has an ounce of meat in it,
yeah.
okay?
If you're going to do that, my recommendation for those types of things, Salina, Kansas, the Cozy Inn.
Okay, I'm not leaving there today. I'm not going there.
I understand.
Okay.
And I've had White Castle before. Not overly impressed.
No. It's, again, it's like a third of a McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3, Kentucky Fried Chicken Original Recipe. All right. Been around a while. I can see that. Number 2 is a Five Guys cheeseburger.
I've never eaten at Five Guys.
Again, kind of some regional to it. You know, it's not all over the country. Number 1, most popular item.
In-N-Out.
No.
Oh, okay.
Burger King Whopper?
Really? Over McDonald's? Yeah, that's stupid. That's a dumb list.
Flame broiled.
Again, if MSN is trying to gain some sort of relevance with this list, again, don't know what the criteria is, but...
And which 10 people were surveyed.
That's right. So when Burger King is number one and Chick-fil-A is number 11.
Did you look at the MSN story and see below who it was supported
there's
by?
There's not anything. It's just a click-through with all different pictures. And then this list right here. I mean, you can go to MSN. They got like an entire list of like 40 things. Anyway, 722.
Howdy. This is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
Good news! Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA281016.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional right to vote and encourage others to do the same. Early voting for the primary election begins Tuesday, February 20th, and runs through Friday, March 2nd. Election day is Tuesday, March 6th. Don't forget to bring a valid photo ID, which is required to protect the integrity of our elections.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, treasurer.
Good morning, 724, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yeah, I guess they put those lists together thinking there may be somebody in Kentucky who'll go, oh gosh, I've never tried a Whataburger Whopper. I mean, Burger King Whopper. Maybe I'll try that because it's number one in their search.
Well, in the list of favorite broadcasters for handling political forums last night, just received a text from a fellow broadcaster. Applause to Scott for skillfully handling the clock issue last night during the live broadcast.
What happened? I didn't catch the very, or I caught the very end of it, I should say.
Well, here's the deal, just so you know. I mean, this is inside baseball if you don't know. But what we do is we have a computer screen that has a countdown clock on it, because I tell them that they have a minute to answer the question unless I designate a different time, and it counts down in front of them. Well, it had a mind of its own last night. And it would jump 7 seconds, 8 seconds. It would freeze. And we didn't know what the problem was. And so Andrew Hicks, who was there as the engineer, basically had to take that down. And so immediately we needed to have a timing device. So I held up my phone to the candidate. I said, can you see this from here? He went, no. Okay, so that didn't work. So we ended up putting my phone on the desk, and I think, and also Rick Davis was helpful because he had his phone there to help us as far as the timing, and Chase Murphy was helping me out, and Chase had his phone. So we were all able to look, and we made sure that the time was pretty close, but it was basically live radio, and we have never, and then Chase had to bring out we have these cards that say 1 minute, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, and he had to hold those up so they could see that as well, so... We may do, but
doing it old school.
It was live radio, so that was kind of fun. So the Hartford, we're going to save this. Other side of the news, the Hartford Yard Goats, a AAA team in Connecticut.
Okay,
talk about what's going on there.
The Yard Goats,
but within the realm of politics.
I wonder if it's on the artificial turf.
I don't know. Well, I'll go have a look. In the meantime, William Shatner, you know him, you love him.
Yeah.
Has told a Democrat candidate for the Texas House of Representatives that she must remove a picture of him on her website.
Oh.
Candidate's name is Brandi Chambers, and she took the picture with Shatner at a Comic-Con that was going on. So That means, of course, she'll lose the vote of any people who are still living with her parents. But nonetheless, yeah.
Scrolling now through BrandyKChambers.com.
And it's not there, right?
It's still scrolling.
Okay. Anyhow, so, and that's kind of interesting. I mean, I guess that's, you do whatever you can to garner the support of would-be supporters. And so the picture with Shatner has hopefully been taken down. And
so far, no sighting on the homepage.
So why did he, just because she's a political candidate?
I think that's he probably didn't want to. He's a Canadian, by
I'm
the way.
I'm not and saying that I'm else, supporting yeah. anyone.
Yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's my William Shatner impersonation.
Well, plus the fact, I mean, that actually that there was a woman at Comic-Con. I find that pretty interesting.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Nancy Pelosi was in Phoenix this week, still ranting about the Trump tax cuts. She tried to upgrade her rhetoric, though. Instead of calling the tax cuts crumbs and making fun of the people appreciate them, she exploited a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. God never intended one group of people to live in superfluous, inordinate wealth while others live in abject, deadening poverty, she told a town hall audience. Now, immediately, something very unusual happened. A woman in the crowd called out two questions. How much are you worth, Nancy? Are you in abject poverty? And instead of answering honestly, Pelosi snapped. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about me. She added that she can talk louder than anybody else because she's raised five kids. Well, I, too, can quote famous personalities. James Brown, the godfather of soul, had the perfect response to Pelosi's boast about talking louder than anybody. In 1972, he released Talkin' Loud and Sayin' Nothing. At the time, James Brown said the song was aimed at politicians who were running their mouths but had no knowledge of what life was about for a lot of Americans. Politicians who tell people one thing while manipulating their emotions for personal gain. It fits Nancy and other Democrats to a T. And by the way, her inordinate wealth comes in at about $100 million. So no, she's not in abject poverty by a long stretch.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
We're asking people why Shave Secret is the best shave ever.
Shave Secret is an oil, not a foam.
Best shave ever.
No nicks, cuts, rashes, or ingrown hairs. Best shave ever.
Yeah, Shave Secret. My skin feels smooth and soft.
Best shave ever.
Shave Secret for the
best shave ever.
Shave Secret, available at HEB, Walmart, and online at shavesecret.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8. The temperature is 42. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by America Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. There's raw sewage leaking from septic tanks in Brazos County. That was revealed at last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. What to do about it was discussed by candidates for County Commission in Precinct 4. Tommy Anderson, approached by a woman who said there was a problem in an unidentified area, and the woman's been trying to get it fixed for some time.
I think sometimes people need to be directed to where they need to go to take care of the issue sometimes.
Irma Cawley says the county has some authority over septic systems through the health department.
We have plans to search for grants to help those people in every precinct that may have septic problems.
Podcast of last night's forum online at WTAW.com. Expansion of parking lots at two Bryan School District campuses are being delayed. That's after the school board this week agreed with recommendations to change where the expansion will take place at Rutter High School. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says instead of adding 108 spaces all on the north side of the campus, half will go to the south side by the fine arts area.
By putting it directly adjacent to an existing parking lot on the south, it gave us enough room that now we can have an actual band practice area that's hard surface.
Windsor also says more parking coming to Davila Middle School.
If you can picture it, there are two light poles that are right off of the parking lot, right on the kind of west side. It's a phase one and phase two parking. They don't really need the total parking, so what we divided it up into a 23 parking spot phase one, which could be done exceedingly quickly because it's just coming off the back one.
The additional time required to rewrite the contract to reflect the change at Rutter. Bryan School Board member, who's also the Speaker-elect of the Texas A&M Faculty Senate, is this year's representative of the A&M Systems Chancellor's Academy of Teacher Educators. Julie Harlan, nominated by faculty, students, and staff, and selected by post-academy members. Dr. Harlan, an associate professor in the Department of Agriculture Leadership, Education, and Communications. Another spring enrollment record has been set at A&M. The total for all locations, 63,599. That's up from last spring, 61,640. This spring's number in College Station also a record at 58,921. A record for the spring, that is. You can no longer carry a large bag in the Cinemark movie theaters. In a response to a text message we received just a moment ago, the Cinemark website does not state whether this has anything to do with attempting to keep people from bringing in their own candy. However, Cinemark's website says it's to enhance the safety and security of Cinemark guests and employees. And with the exception of medical equipment and diaper bags, the maximum size that can be brought inside, the bag can be no larger than 12 inches by 12 inches by 6 inches. Bryan Mann's in the Brazos County Jail for almost 3 years on a murder charge, and since being in jail, has now been arrested for the fourth time. Nathaniel Tillery accused of injuring someone inside the detention center. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, surveillance video showed Tillery knocking another inmate out of his seat, then being beaten repeatedly in the head. The other inmate, who required surgery for a broken jaw, said he was attacked because he would not give up his seat. Former employee of the College Station coal store accused of taking more than $3,000 cash last November. 23-year-old Jessica Higgins of College Station, who was arrested this week, is out of jail posting bond. The arrest took place after the investigating officer learned last week she had not made any payments. A new spin on scammers calling and demanding you pay your utility bills impacting business owners. Casey Kirschfink at Entergy, the power company serving much of the county surrounding Bryan College Station, says scammers are calling at the busiest times of the business day.
If it's a restaurant, like they're in the middle of lunch service or whatever, and it'll catch them off guard. And so somebody will pick up the phone, and then the scammer will say, you know, I'm with Entergy, you haven't paid your bill yet, I'm about to cut you off in, you know, 5 minutes unless you pay. And then, of course, they're in the middle of lunch rush, and so they're like, oh, okay, what do I need to do?
Kirschfink says scammers share customer information in their attempt to get victims to pay, but Entergy does not call to notify customers their service is about to be disconnected. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 42. News presented by America Momentum Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest-growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, 738. News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Cloudiness and moisture will continue to drift across the region. We could see a few showers today, highs 55 to 60. Rain tonight, temperatures only sliding back to about 55. We start warming up tomorrow. It's partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers, highs tomorrow 70 to 75. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday. Chance of showers, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team is singing this morning.
Yeah.
Up into the wee hours of the morning, a shootout against Canada in the gold medal game. America comes out on top once again, 3-2. So we'll talk about the Olympics. Actually, the U.S. grabbed a couple of golds from yesterday. Also a silver in the women's combined by skier Michaela Schifrin. So we'll cover that, as well as plenty of Aggie sports in action this evening. Aggie women's hoops and Aggie softball will both be on the road. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, Canadians, go drown your sorrows with the McKenzie brothers. Hey.
Hey. Have to go up there, a bunch of losers, eh?
Yeah. Hey, and while we're talking about them, Alex Trebek, back in 2012, Alex admitted he would have loved to have been one of the questioners at the presidential debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Well, now during the 2018 election cycle, he kind of gets his wish. Of course, again, Alex, a Canadian, who became a citizen, by the way, in 1998, will moderate a 45-minute debate among Pennsylvania's gubernatorial candidates as part of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry annual Outlook Dinner, October 1st.
Has he contacted you for consulting advice?
Just in case the clock stops working?
Yeah, exactly. Could do that. Haven't heard from him yet. Invitations will be extended to all the major candidates. Trebek had said in a 2013 interview...
Oh, sorry. That's not right.
Well, no, he didn't say that. He said, if we were afforded the opportunity to moderate a political debate, it would be a different approach. I would not let the politicians get away with his standard responses. I would try to pin them down, even though I might look bad doing it.
Well, he has listened to you then.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, Exhibit A was last night.
Have no problem trying to do that, if at all possible. And if I make myself sound bad, then so be it. Any,
which you don't, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyway, during the 2012 discussion, it's interesting, Trebek offered some viewpoints that typically are ascribed to conservatives. He says he's a social liberal, but when it comes to the government type thing, people shouldn't have a sense of entitlement.
Oh.
Kind of like that. So there. Hey, so Cinemark springs this on us with basically hours of notice, right? I mean, they announced this yesterday.
They announced it. Oh. Before that.
Oh, all right. Okay.
See if I can retrieve the.
Here's the deal. A bag no bigger than 12 by 12 by 6 will be allowed in the theater.
Right.
Man.
So if you're trying to import your own suites.
And you can't bring a diaper bag unless you got a kid with you. That won't work, right? You know, they did say there are exceptions, medical kits and then also diaper bags.
Sounds like it's time to break out the old cargo shorts.
Well, yeah.
I mean, sneaking some candies in there.
You look like John Candy going in there, waddling on through. So you're going to the lowest common denominator. It said nothing about people are sneaking stuff in, okay?
Yeah.
What they said was it's for the safety of the people who are in the theater.
Yeah, so, that's the only thing. That's the only reason why they would be implementing
it. Well, remember Aurora, Colorado.
No, I understand. But it does not hurt them in the ways of concessions either.
So if you're going into Black Panther this weekend, just understand.
And notice that they waited until after it debuted.
Good point. Excellent point right there. Let them go ahead and get their big weekend. But clearly, they track this stuff. They know, based on sales of the $28 box of candy, that, you know, sales aren't what they used to be. Got it. All right.
Now, I will say this. I typically, you know, believe it or not, I don't sneak in candy. I've got the refillable bucket and drink because I'm a frequent flyer.
Oh.
And so you go in there and you can get, you know, refill for like $3.75.
You bring in like your empty bucket from past trips to the
movie theater? Well, you buy it from them low price of who knows, $50, however.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And then you can bring it back and you know, $8 you get you a large soda water and a big old thing of popcorn.
Of course, that's subject to being able to go to enough movies to make it pay off.
Right. Apparently he does. Apparently
I don't.
Dare I say the container maybe gets a little nappy after a while?
I wash it, Scott.
Oh, okay.
You think I drizzle that popcorn and all that sauce, butter sauce. You think I'm just going to keep bringing it back?
I just didn't
know that's that's another marketing opportunity with A&M because they sell the buckets too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they could be interchangeable.
Yep. So you couldn't like trade it out?
No, okay. not that I know of. Every year you have to buy a new one because it's good
year?
For a year.
They put a date on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Yep, they put a date on it. They put a date on both, and they say after the year. And the price went up. It was like $3.50, and it went up to $3.75.
I am missing the word.
Interesting note, though. Premier and Brian, I went there for the first time in a while the other day. They have where you can refill your own popcorn.
What?
They've got like a big thing, you know, like a big popcorn maker that's on the side. It's not even behind the concession counter. It's on the side, and people can bring their buckets or whatever, and they can refill it themselves.
Do they have a scoop, or do you just...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if anybody just takes their bucket dunks it in.
Well, it's just like Golden Corral in a movie theater.
Right, yeah. But they've got their own refillable thing.
Hello?
Hi, I was going to say, sales aren't what they used to be because they charge $4.50 for candy that you get at Walmart for a dollar. But and also, it's not like Aurora was done by a woman that was carrying a big purse in. None of these shootings are done by women that are carrying large purses.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, but they could.
Well, but what I'm saying is they're basically taking care of two birds with one stone. So they're making folks feel safer while at the same time helping their pockets.
And Premier does not accept Cinemark's bucket, right?
No, not that I know of. I haven't tried it.
I just check it. I just ask it. All right, real quick, the Hartford Yard Goats, the AAA baseball team in Connecticut's capital city, has canceled their dog riding monkey rodeo.
Oh, no.
God.
PETA was on them.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens is the show consists of monkeys riding dogs that chase rams around the ball field. What could possibly go wrong? The people in Connecticut love animals, says the Companions Animal Rescue, a no-kill shelter. They said They care about animal welfare, and this is not the type of entertainment that our state appreciates.
So more. So those protesters are now going to be flocking to future A&M Board of Regents meetings.
Well, why would they don't do dog and monkey races here, do they?
No, animal rights people.
Oh, of course, that's right. They've done that. They go hang a random sign out right during a graduation.
Up until this last meeting a few weeks ago, there had been audible disturbances in this last Regents meeting. They were actually pretty placid. I mean, you saw them in camera shot.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, nobody raised a stink audibly.
Right. Well, if they'll bring posters that show the Hartford Yard Goats monkeys riding dogs that chase rams on a baseball field, I'll go to that. That'd be worth seeing. You know, even if they do away with it. 747.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Would you accept a position with an employer if your task was to work yourself out of a job so you're no longer needed? Well, it's an important question because that's precisely the role of a parent in the life of their child. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's nothing like the feeling of stepping inside the house after a long day of work and having your toddler race to the door to greet you. But something downright sinister happens when that little one enters the teen years. Well, at least it feels sinister. I'm referring to the process of your teen pulling away from you and becoming more independent. The worst part of it is, it'll feel as if your child no longer needs you. The teen years are when adolescents form their own identity apart from their parents. It's a natural process that prepares teens for adulthood, and within certain parameters, moms and dads must allow it to happen. Instead, many parents hit the panic button and desperately cling to that feeling of being needed. It's definitely tough, but you have to let them go. A parent's task is to work themselves out of a job by raising kids who can stand on their own two feet. So when your child becomes more independent, take heart. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It simply means they're spreading their wings into adulthood to live a happy, successful life on their own. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7416. That's 800-613-7416. 800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:51. 17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball is back in action tonight as it pays a visit to Arkansas. Coach Gary Blair says it's crunch time for the Aggs as the season's winding down.
Win our last two ball games, win at least two in the SEC tournament, and we'll be right in the middle of 14, 15, and 16. Because our RPI is that high, our strength of schedule's in the top 10. That's what happened last year. We moved up a seed line. I think we were the fifth seed in the NCAA tournament, if I remember, and went out to UCLA. So that's the game plan. Win two, go to the SEC tournament. Minimum, more than likely, we're playing on Thursday night. It would be very hard for us to get a top four seed just due to the tiebreakers.
Texas A&M is looking to bounce back following a 76-55 loss to second-ranked Mississippi State on Sunday. Tip-off against the Razorbacks is at 7 o'clock with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Number 6 Aggie softball is out on the West Coast, gearing up to take part in the Marinetter Classic in Cathedral City, California. Senior slugger Tori Vidalis says she's looking forward to the challenge.
For us to be able to get to play teams that we would never play in like the regular season normally, it's really great because it is an early test and kind of get to see what you need to work on or what are we doing well, how are we making adjustments, are we making them quickly, are we making them not fast enough or whatever it may be. So to be able to play that talent so early is going to be only helpful. I mean, they're a great team. So even if you do end up taking an L, like, it's still a game that you can learn from and produce later on in the season.
And that's from Tori's visit with myself and the Eagles' Travis Brown on the My Aggie Nation podcast. If you'd like to hear the rest of the interview, you can go to WTAW.com. Now, the Maroon and White kick off day one of the Marinetter this afternoon when they take on Notre Dame at 5 o'clock. That matchup will be immediately followed by a showdown with Nebraska. Broadcaster both games will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieLam.com. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has been fined $600,000 by the NBA for comments about tanking during a podcast with Hall of Famer Julius Erving. Cuban said during the 30-minute interview that he met recently with some of his players and told them losing is our best option. Commissioner Adam Silver said the fine was for public statements detrimental to the NBA. Now, the organization has also come under fire recently following a Sports Illustrated article focusing on former Mavericks president and CEO Terdema Usuri, who has been accused of multiple acts of inappropriate behavior toward female employees during his 18 years with the team. Sticking with the NBA, San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich says he would be surprised if star forward Kawhi Leonard plays again this season. Leonard has played only 9 games this year in limited minutes while battling a quadriceps injury. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars fell to the Anaheim Ducks last night 2-0. Now with the loss, Dallas falls to 34-22-4 on the season. In the Olympic game, the United States women's hockey team claimed its first Olympic gold medal in 20 years last night.
Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! The United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Kevin Harlan with the call on NBC. Now, I said last night, I actually meant early this morning, at about 1 o'clock or so. It was a 3-2 win over Canada in a shootout. The Canadians had won the previous 4 gold medals since the Americans captured the inaugural Women's Olympic Hockey Tournament at Nagano. U.S. freestyler David Wise nabbed gold in the men's halfpipe for the second straight Olympics. Wise wiped out on his first 2 runs before sneaking past countryman and silver medalist Alex Ferreira to bring the Americans' gold medal count to 8. And skier Michaela Schifrin grabbed silver in the women's combined as the U.S. now has a total medal count of 21. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I'd been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise. I'm doing full squats and I'm living pain free. And so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Finding a homegrown company to do business with, always a good thing. We always like shop local. Finding a business that's been here, home-owned for over 70 years, not many of those at all. Acme Glass is one of them, though. Since 1946, Acme Glass has been here to help you out whenever you need or want glass. They have a location in College Station right across from the entrance at A&M. They can take care of all your glass needs there, chip repair, windshield replacement, and if you need glass cut to size, they do that in their Bryan store, and they'll bring it right back out to you no matter where you are. They're also located in downtown Bryan. They're on 28th and Main Street. And also they have a location on South Washington in Bryan that has residential and commercial products for you, extended showroom for you to have a look at exactly what Acme Glass has for you. So three locations here in Bryan, College Station. And again, since 1946, when you need or want glass, it's Acme Glass.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Come join fellow conservatives for an evening of fun and fellowship as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2018 Reagan Day Dinner, Friday, March 16th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker for this event is none other than Governor of our great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott advocates policy changes to keep Texas the most exceptional state in America. Brazos strong, Texas strong, Abbott strong. Table sponsorship and individual tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Reagan Day Dinner on Friday, March 16th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org for details.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont campaign.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, have you signed up for this Raise the Roof deal? We're giving away $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof from our friends at Aggieland Roofing. So you can go to the website, WTAW website, and you can register right there if you want to. But also you can enter on Twitter or Facebook. Same thing, just look for the Aggieland Roofing logo, press enter, fill out the information, you're good to go. We're going to pick a winner randomly on Feb 28, so get cranking on that. Now, here's the deal. There's kind of a bonus. You get bonus entries for every one of your friends that also registers on Raise the Roof from Aggieland Roofing. So, for instance, you share it on Facebook or Twitter, and if you get five people to register, then you get five extra entries as well. So, again, time's a waste, and Feb 28 is when we're going to do that. All right, so it's National Margarita Day today.
Woo-hoo!
Going to do that.
Party!
And, you know, that's the kind of thing that it's not as complex as a Bloody Mary, but there are different kinds of margarita. And, I mean, now they've started doing all sorts of weird margaritas, right? And I just don't, I mean, are you one of those?
Margaritas? Yeah. I like margaritas.
But, I mean, they have these new margarita, different colored margaritas, oh, all those kinds. See, I don't do that.
I guess. Mean, I don't. I mean, I've tried different kinds.
Yeah.
I like the old school. Just give me an old school green one.
Two-thirds of the people out there, U.S. Americans, prefer frozen margaritas. 65% like a salted rim. 32% of U.S. Americans love margaritas. 44% say they like them. 8% say they hate margaritas.
Really?
Yep. All wow. That to tell you this, there's a Broadway musical now with Jimmy Buffett's music called Margaritaville. It opened Wednesday night in New York City. They ran out of margaritas. How do you do that at a Jimmy Buffett show? Didn't plan very well.
Yeah.
It's 41 degrees outside. It feels like 36. We'll get up to maybe 50. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.